know. I was patiently erasing and recording the wrong episodes after you had proved my point wrong. It wasn't like I'd let it go. Oh, 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 oh. I just wanted to catch the last laugh on this show.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
We'll be right back. I will eat you alive. Radiohead. And there's Jason Friday. Hey, welcome aboard.
Hey, hi. Thank you.
Music sounds better on a Friday.
Yep.
It is Friday on a Friday. We are here. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. Last Friday, we were doing a little mini pledge drive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, I've been thanking a ton of people who helped spread the word of love and also supported us. And I had that sheet handy like a second ago, and now it's gone. I will thank people later on in the program.
Okay.
But so many people supported the Midday Show, and you were a part of the Midday Show both those days. So thank you, Jason, for giving up your time to really, what do I want to say, hold the lantern, keep the light on?
Yeah, keep the exactly.
Is this Motel 6?
We keep the light on.
Thank you guys for supporting us and keeping the light on is really what I'm saying.
Seriously, it was very nice. It was so cool to see all of you come through. Thank you. Thank you on my behalf as well as the station, of course.
Yesterday was Colin Greenwood, bass player for Radiohead. He also has been playing with Nick Cave. His birthday yesterday.
Nice.
You know, it's hilarious. We play Radiohead all the time. I finally was like, I better write down all their birthdays and like the anniversaries of when all the records came out.
Right.
Something I've never done, which is funny. So the next birthday, it's Thumbs.
Ooh.
Thumbs, October 7th. You know what's funny? I don't know that I know his birthday offhand.
I'm not sure I did either.
Which is a little strange.
It is a bit odd.
Okay, so we've got some great new music to get to. First of all, Kurt Vile has a brand new song that just came out today. Also, the band Wednesday, they've got a new record that I hear, it's not out yet, but I hear the record is a rocker. And I'm getting some PJ Harvey influence on this one. So
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You
that's
haven't even.
No, that's a strong.
Early. I should say early
okay,
PJ Harvey.
That's a strong statement. No, I mean, I know which time you're referencing.
Yes. So let's get into this brand new song from the band Wednesday from Asheville, North Carolina. It is Wound Up Here by Holdin' On.
Love it.
I almost couldn't get that out. The band Wednesday, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Varsity.
the good old days, PJ Harvey and the song Victory. That is from the album Dry. Great album cover. It's like her face smushed and her lipstick's all flushed.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. When did that come out?
I think it's 1992.
Ooh, I was going to say 95. I love it.
Do you want to check the internets to make sure? See?
I mean, a little, yeah, of course. I mean, I believe you.
Hold on, I just had it right here. I'm not doing well with my information. 1992.
Yeah, look at that.
And then I've talked about this before on air, but I saw the band live. They toured, and PJ Harvey opened for them, which is very funny. You know who sent me? Hillary Gordon sent me something about the best live songs, the band live. I don't know. I digress, everybody. I feel like today's show's a little all like, maybe
we're
it's
like,
just me.
Woo.
Even though it hasn't been as hot as the East Coast, still pretty warm, especially up in Northridge, where the heat just never quits.
I know. At least it's nice at night, though.
Yeah, that's the truth. I was looking at temps in Michigan, and they've got a lot of heat, but I forget that at night, it does not cool down.
No.
So we are hashtag blessed.
It is a specific, I feel like it's not just a West Coast thing, it's a Cali thing. Yeah. Southern Cali.
Woo! SoCal in the house.
That's right.
Kurt Vile just dropped another new song. He has been working with this singer-songwriter from Nashville, Luke Roberts. Pretty cool tune. I love Kurt Vile. This song is called Classic Love. It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a
Friday.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
take a lot of love to get us through the night. It's gonna take a lot of love to make things work out right. So if you were out there waiting, I hope you show up soon.
How the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound. We'll be right back.
music from Daisy the Great. Their new record, The Rubber Teeth Talk, just dropped today. That's the song Dog, D-O-G.
You sure it's not
D-A-W-G? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought, too.
We saw them play. They came in for a SoCal Sound session. That should be dropping any day, that performance and interview. We saw them play the Moroccan Lounge, which was really fun. They're a fun little duo.
They really are.
It's good
yeah.
times.
I enjoyed it. I don't know a lot of their music, and I was like, oh my, and they were so kind, too. We met them at the bar before they went up on stage. It was very, very sweet.
And they have another show coming to L.A. We'll get that to you when they post it. But coming up in the program, this Friday on a Friday program, I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
I do want to give some big news for our top fans.
Whoa.
Next Friday is July 4th.
Okay.
And we won't have a Friday on a Friday program, but we're going to have live music all day long.
Ooh.
It's a little bit of an indie jam on
Ooh.
The air.
That's fun.
So tune in all day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. next Friday for your Independence Day celebrations.
I love this.
We're going to tease. We are going to do an album dive into a brand new record. It's from a trio. They're from Los Angeles. I'm not going to say any more, but we're going to play a track off this brand new record, and then all next week we're going to dive into it. Are you ready? We're going to get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, it's Gary Calamar. Join me for a ride on the open road for adventurous pop music, both timely and timeless. It's every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on the SoCal Sound.
The SoCal Sound has tickets for the South of Here tour with Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats at the Santa Barbara Bowl on October 2nd. Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, the Santa Barbara Bowl, October 2nd.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink!
I've been holding back tears while you're throwing back beers. I'm
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the LA Phil, presenting Noah Cyrus at the Ford on Friday, July 11th, just in time for her first major album in 3 years. The singer's recent singles, Don't Put It All On Me and I Saw the Mountains, are steeped in Americana, indie folk, and country. Cyrus's Ford debut is part of the nationwide I Want My Loved Ones to Go With Me tour. Tickets available at theford.com.
There's something you need to know. The future of this public radio station relies on new members to help carry the torch and help us prepare for an uncertain financial future. We need your support to ensure this public service is here for everyone to enjoy for now and for the future. Please join Lindley Goldstein, Whitney Berry, Chandra Neal, and Cheryl Augustine and make the switch from passive listener to active member. It's super easy online at thesocalsound.org. You'll be glad you did.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Levitt Pavilion Los Angeles, presenting their annual summer concert series with 10 concerts at the historic MacArthur Park beginning Saturday, June 28th through August 30th, with performances from established and emerging artists of various genres, plus family activities, picnicking on the lawn, and food that reflects SoCal's diversity. Levitt Pavilion concerts are open to all. More info is at levittlosangeles.org.
Get a jump on your summer road trip instead of waiting for a jump on your used vehicle. Now is a great time to donate your used vehicle to support programming on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Join Thomas Marr and Faith Floss, Eric Lernard, and Graham Ray in donating your unused car. Your donation may be tax deductible, and we make it super easy. Click online at thesocalsound.org.
The man who defied the odds is back. And he's more resilient than ever. The Matt Pinfield Show. Weekdays at 4 p.m. on the SoCal Sound. You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Feel you by my side.
Chaim. That is the song Try to Feel My Pain off the brand new record I Quit, which just came out. It is quite the breakup record. I believe Danielle from the band went through a terrible breakup, and you can hear about every detail about it in that album. We're going to be doing an 88.5 album dive into that album next week. So every weekday, just after 12 noon, hear a couple tracks off that new record, my pretties.
I do. I'm kind of digging some of the stuff I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
there,
cool.
There is some good stuff on this album.
Yeah.
I haven't spent a ton of time. I know we play a bunch of songs on the air. I haven't spent a ton of time listening to Haim, but I really enjoyed this record, and I'm going to listen to it more this weekend before the dive next week. Okay, this happens to be, well, I've been missing, we haven't been playing Maggie Rogers. I don't know, I've actually been missing Maggie Rogers. So this is Maggie Rogers and Sylvan Esso. So they covered a Broken Social Scene record, a song. It's part of this new album that's called A Celebration of Broken Social Scenes, You Forgot It in People, which came out earlier this month. Let's get into Anthem for a 17-Year-Old Girl. Jason, you're awfully quiet there. You want to add anything?
I love it. You know, it's I get so tuned in when you find stuff like this. So I'm kind of just vibing in the background a little bit. I know I should be getting more into it, but yeah, no, I'm loving this, and I like that title too.
Do you want to vibe more while we play these songs?
I do.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Dream about me.
songs. Sharon Van Etten and then also Maggie Rogers and Sylvan Esso covering anthems for a 17-year-old girl. It's Friday on a Friday.
I'm Julie Slater.
I'm Jason Friday. What's up, guys? We've got a couple more tunes to go. I came across this band. What were we doing that all of a sudden I found this band from the 90s? They're called Bratmobile. You did a little dive into them. Do you want to explore what you found?
I did. I mean, here's what's cool. They're from Olympia, Washington, and I feel like that city has a lot of punk rock nostalgia. They formed in 91, which, by the way, blows my mind. I can't even believe that. But they have this, again, they have this nostalgic feel, this nostalgic sound, because they're nostalgic. They come from the beginning.
Are they still doing music now?
Yeah, they're literally coming to L.A. They're performing at the Belasco Friday, July 18th. Everyone, let's go.
Okay, they're called Bratmobile. This song is Cool Schmool.
Schmool.
Cool Schmool on the 88.5. The 88.5.
It's the 88.5. It's the SoCal Sound.
We're so cool, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're so cool, cool. We're so cool, yeah, yeah. Three, top two, cool, small. We'll be right back.
the Linda Lindas and No Obligation, title track off their one of their latest records. We got into a little Riot Girl mode. We played Bratmobile, and I was thinking about, so Bratmobile was from the 90s, but also Slater Kinney. I got to hang out with Slater Kinney a little while back. They came in for a SoCal Sound session. It was really a really good time. Did we go to see them play too at like the Wiltern or something?
I'm like, yes.
Do you remember?
I do.
Don't you have like a man's brain where they can go, yeah, it was a Thursday on September 4th.
I'm usually like
in 1984.
That. I think the heat is...
It's kind of hot in here.
To me a little
it's getting hot in here. Anyway, I've always loved, first of all, the song title, but I love this song. It is Hunt You Down. It's Slater Kinney, the OGs, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
This is Slater Kinney, and it's Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Like that. Friday on a Friday. That is music from Chuck Rocha and the Summer, a good friend of Matt Pinfield. And we've met him too. He was here for the pledge drive last weekend, hanging out with Maddie Boy, chilling in the studio. That is the song, The Middle of Now. And we are about to end our program. It's Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We come in here every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour and spin you some tunes, lead you into the weekend. Next week, we will not be on the air because it is 4th of July, and it will be Indie Jam, a bunch of live music, live performances from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So enjoy that. Bring us with you wherever you go. Barbecue, pool party, you know the drill.
That's right.
The beach.
Party with the SoCal Sound.
We had a little bit of a theme going on today's program. First of all, we played a lot of Lady Rock, which I love. Yep. Oh, Women Crush Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month is next week.
Ooh.
So tune in Wednesday for Women Crush Wednesday. We do that every single month, first Wednesdays. But we're going to end the program with more, it's sort of, we were down that rabbit hole of Riot Girl music.
Yep.
This is Bikini Kill and the song Rebel Girl. It is the weekend. Take some time for yourself. We're going to be spending some time with the fam.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, Jason, for coming in. Oh,
you're welcome.
We did want to do some more thank yous. So many people supported the Midday Show during our last pop-up pledge drive. Let's do a quick roundabout. Sherry Laguna Woods, thank you.
Christina San Clemente, thank you.
Andrea in Van Nuys.
Brian in Canoga Park.
Emiliano in Arleta.
Susan and Richard in San Juan Cap.
Saxony in Los Angeles.
Kathy in L.A.
Also James, listener Jay in Capistrano Beach.
And Monica in Ventura.
Thank you guys so much. That's Absolutely. Just naming a small amount of people who really helped support us, helped us reach our goal during the last pledge drive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We couldn't be here without you.
Absolutely.
And we love coming in here, and I hope you tune in because you love it too. Have a great weekend. Until next time, my pretties. It is Bikini Kill, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.